Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Hoff. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The catcher, Scott Hammond. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hoff, and towards Sachs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground, foul, into right field, out of the reach of Canseco, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gielen. The throw from Hammond and he is safe. Gielen steals second. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines bunts for a single. Gielen moves to third. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sax is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Raines moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive towards short. Bordick catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Gielen scores. Raines moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Sax moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Hammond batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hammond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a line drive beyond third. Lansford can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Hammond and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Baines reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive beyond short. Guillen can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Baines scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive for a single. Lansford moves to third. Blankenship moves to second. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammond is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hammond hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Sax is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Karkoviche and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pascua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Pascua hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Carcoviche. The throw from Hammond and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground for a single. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hammond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hammond bunts in front of the plate. Carcoviche fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gielen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gielen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Pascua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sax is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Mark McGuire, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to second. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Lance Blankenship, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blankenship bunts towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Sax covering, for the out. McGuire moves to third. Lansford moves to second. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGuire tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Mike Kingery pinch hits for Scott Hammond. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and has Lansford trapped. There's the throw to Gielen, who tags Lansford for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Scott Brosius now playing shortstop. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Pasqua hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Karkoviche takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Canseco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. There goes Canseco trying to get to second. Pasqua throws the ball into Gielen, who tags Canseco for the out. Two outs. It's White Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gielen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gielen hits a pop-up towards short. Brocious settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive for a single. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sax is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sax strikes out. There goes Raines. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-4 in the game. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brocious hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Quirk moves to second. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Quirk scores. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.